The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine, and if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Poker Royals on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I've been saying all year long what Alex Bregman's done is really incredible, and he had another great game yesterday.
Yeah.
But the internet and local sports talk radio, they're making me kind of downplay what he's done because they're trying to overplay it so much.
Yeah.
And then it makes me feel like the bad guy.
I think there's a good chance he hits 300, hits 30-plus, drives in 100-plus, scores 100-plus. Those are MVP candidate numbers. Friendly neighborhood Eagles fan here. I have Ertz and Lamar Miller as my flex. I would always start the running back. I mean, Miller's all they've got.
I would start Ertz over Miller. He's the best receiving target that the Eagles have.
I would go the other way because I think they're going to have to throw the ball to Miller, too. I can't see them using Alfred Blue or any of these other cats.
Well, I also don't see them running the ball very much.
Watson's running ability opened it up for Miller quite a bit last year, so I think he's going to have a decent game.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three, 713-780, ESPN at your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at John Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975, and you can also text the show. We're out here at Poker Royals, 9371 Richmond, and the tournament's going to kick off here in a few minutes. You can get out and play it. For under $10, about $9.75, and they're also giving away four spots. Already gave away one, so they got three more to give away for the big tourney this weekend. And if you come out and sign up for membership, that gets you three raffle tickets. You bring a friend, that gets you an extra three tickets. They'll be drawing throughout the night here while you're playing the Sit and Go Satellite Tournament. So come on out. Looks like 14 entries so far, and still time for you to get in. And come on out Sunday or Saturday, excuse me. That's going to be the big one. Starts at 4 o'clock. There's a pre-party from 2 to 4. Food, full bar, lounge, live music, belly dancers, raffle tickets to win exclusive prizes. Then at 4 o'clock, the main event begins. And it's going to be up to $20,000 in the pool. And if you tell them you found out about the tournament through ESPN, they're going to give you two extra raffle tickets for a chance at that free entry tonight. If you come out tonight, you get two extra raffle tickets. And if you pre-register tonight, come on out now, you get an extra $5,000 in chips. And if you knock me out on Saturday, you're going to get a bounty. So that should be fun.
I might come just to get that.
good luck.
To go against you.
Good luck. Yeah, I will. You'll get my best game.
All right.
On Saturday. I'll tell you that because it's a pretty good pool on the line there. And, you know, I got a free pass from the wife to come do it. So I will be taking it seriously.
Very cool.
Should be fun.
Yep. Here you go.
Oh, God. Oh, you, Mike. It's Leave It to Beaver and not Leave It in. No. No. You didn't. You didn't know you, Mike.
Dustin finally responded. fifth player in MLB history to have 25-plus homers, 40-plus doubles, 10-plus steals, and a 390 OBP at his age or younger.
Okay, first off, you're pulling OBP out. Second off, 10 steals? Is that like a big deal all of a sudden?
Yeah, that's it's historical.
Oh, God.
Come on, Dustin.
There was some funny stuff about the Beaver here.
I like that. It's a damn shame.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
What was the other one that I saw that was pretty good? Oh, this guy must really like Buc-ee's. Oh, man.
I started watching Ozark Season 2 last night.
Yeah, how's that?
It's pretty good. I get mad when the episodes are over because then I've got, like, especially when it's late at night and I've got to decide if I've got one more episode in me or not.
Yeah.
And my wife's like, oh, I got to go to bed, and I just want to, you know, I want to keep watching it until it's over. But when you're both watching a show, it doesn't always work that way. But, so far I think it's very good.
Yeah, the wife has started watching that when it's on, I don't mind, is a show called The Ranch, and it's got, like, Sam Elliott and Ashton Kutcher, and there's been about five of the guys from that 70s show in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's a comedy about this old rancher and his two bleep up kids, and it's pretty funny. I think now there's been five of the former cast members on there, so it's not, you know, it's not something that I seek out. But when it's on, I don't really mind when she has it on. Of course, it will not be on tonight.
No,
because
we're busy.
That's it. Actually, the good news is she's working tonight. I mean, she's working at home, but she's like, hey, what's going on, man? So I get the TV to myself. We don't have to fight about it. But all right, there's no fight. I win now. That's why I cede control over the summer when I don't care.
Yeah.
But I do want to watch that Jack Ryan because you guys have talked about it so much. I think that's next on my list. I'm almost done with Eureka, which turned out to be better than I thought.
Yeah.
You wouldn't like it because it's science fiction.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and some of it is just way over the top. It's like it reminded me a little bit of Longmire in that the worst crimes happen in that little town. Like, I'd never want to go there. It's like the world almost ends every episode in this show. But I've really enjoyed it. But now it's football season. Yeah, but how many guys have the numbers Bregman has for a Wednesday home game in August? No one, I bet.
There you go.
I'm pretty excited about tonight's game. I can't really bet Atlanta now.
No.
Because the price has gone down, but I like that.
I'm on Atlanta. I like them. I wish I would have bet them early. When the line opened, like when the first NFL lines came out, Atlanta was +6. And I was like, oh, I might be on that. You know, yeah. At the time I was thinking Carson Wentz coming off an ACL. And I was like, I'll just wait until closer. And then it got down to 4.5, then 4, and then finally I got on it at 3.5. But I've liked Atlanta ever since the line came out. I didn't get it at the best number. Now, obviously, you're not going to get it at a better number, I don't think. If you do get it, you might get a point if there's some kind of steam late, but I don't even think that's going to happen.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to sit back and enjoy the
just
NFL
watch
tonight.
The game. That's a good move.
Now, I may, if I see a trend I like, I may jump in and play something at halftime, which I love being able to do. But, no, I think I'm just going to enjoy the game tonight. I'm really tempted to punch a ticket on TCU, but they have to be looking ahead to Ohio State, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
So
I'm, but they will have extra time to prepare, and at least an extra day to prepare than they would have otherwise. But, I'm mostly interested in this game. I mean, I've got, like, my little bet down on it tonight, but even more important to me now is the game that we're playing in the office, and I don't want to lose, and that's my NFL game for this week. So I've got to win it. The Falcons have – well, they don't have to win. They just have to lose by – lose by 3.
I don't want you to win, so that means I can root for the Eagles now.
You can root for the Eagles.
Yeah, all right.
Or you can take the Falcons and middle me.
Yeah, there's that too. I'm getting a lot of fantasy questions on the text line. And, guys, AJ's rankings are on sportsmap.com. Just go there. If you want to know which quarterback to start over, which quarterback, He's got you covered. Looks like they're going to have two tables for this thing at least. So they got food out here. Man, this is a nice, nice place. I am looking forward to being out here Saturday. 713-780-3776 is your number. I'm getting a lot of people also saying that somebody else talked about the gym of the day earlier in the day. First off, I don't listen to those guys for that reason. I don't care what they talk about. The reality is, I taught half of those guys how to prep for a show. They go to the same websites. We're going to do the same story sometimes. The reality is, we have twice as many listeners as any of those guys, so our listeners haven't heard it. So if I want to do it because somebody else did it, tough bleep.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't care what anybody else does. I care about the Blitz. I care about the people who are here from 4 to 7. 713-780-ESPN
but
is your number.
You care.
Huh?
But you care about us.
No, I care about the people from 4 to 7.
Yeah.
I care about the Blitzers. I have much love for the Blitzers. I go out of my way to create things for them that they bitch at me about. I put up with you screaming at me over something that I don't really disagree with you on.
I'm sorry I screamed at you. I was charged up.
No, I want to put you and Palillo in a cage on this, man. I think that'd be fun. He can get charged up. I've heard him get a little yelly
sometimes.
So I've heard. I think that'd be interesting. I don't care enough about it. I don't really have any other plays tonight. I mean, the games I'm looking at for the weekend, and a couple of people ask, I will have picks on pregame, but if you listen to the show, the games that I mentioned two or three times, like we'll have Rafael on a little bit later, too, from my bookie. If you hear me ask about them a couple of times, those are the games I'm on. And I've said I like Florida International this week again, getting 2 points at Old Dominion. I'm not crazy at all about Old Dominion. That's one the computer says I should be a 7-point favorite.
I got a question for you about a game.
Okay.
Because multiple people in our office game have picked Kansas State plus the points. One of my favorite plays this week is Mississippi State minus the points. Which way do you lean on that?
I like Mississippi State a lot. I think this is a very good Mississippi State
I think
team.
So, too. I think they're better than people think they are. And I don't think Kansas State's very good at all.
Yeah, although those Snyder teams tend to show up in games like this. But, I'm with you. I like Mississippi State there. So some people took that, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, for our game, I took Florida International. It was between that and Hawaii. I like both those games a lot. And I like the Oklahoma over a lot. And that was the other thing that I thought about playing. There's a really good tweet here asking a question, and I can't find it now because I'm old. But somebody with Blitzer in their name was asking a question. I always want to answer. Oh, Jesse. Blitzer Jesse says, please talk me out of taking Bowling Green because that overreaction Maryland line. I don't know that I'd talk you out of that. I think that is a bit of an overreaction. Not that I think much of Bowling Green, but that's one that I think the line is a little out of whack on. And yeah, I was talking to you about this off air, but Memphis plays at Navy this week, and
yeah.
Navy coming off a tough loss. They're really good at home. 7-point home dogs to Memphis. I'm looking at Memphis's schedule. They get by this. They have a legitimate chance to run the table because they have UCF at home and they have Houston at home. And, yeah, then you'd have to play a championship game, but presumably you would have already beaten UCF.
Yeah, would have beaten that
team.
And
you would have that at home too. So this is kind of an interesting – because the rest of their – now they're not going to – they're going to get UCF'd if they do it because their schedule's not good enough.
Do you think Memphis is good enough to actually do that?
I do. I think they're a pretty damn good team. I think they're the best team in that division this year, much as I'd like for UH to be. And I'm not out on hoping UH does well. I'm just out on spending money on them.
Fair.
And it's hard for me to root against guys like Ed Oliver and De'Aaron King. I mean, it's not their fault that their coach hired somebody that I don't respect.
So I signed up for this, the thing that Todd asked us to sign up for.
Yeah. Oh, we need to tell the people about that too.
Yeah. So I signed up for that. My display name. I picked Hoffman. Someone already has used it in this game.
Really?
Yeah.
Probably Ken Hoffman.
Probably so. That's garbage.
Oh, mine's pretty easy. It's Falcon975. And, guys, just go to the website. You can sign up for it. It's a free-to-play. And, never mind. Thank you, John. It's free-to-play. And basically, all you do is go sign up, and we have great prizes for you. And you're not picking against the spread, so don't feel like you're in there, you know, knocking heads with people against the spread. This is just straight-up NFL picks.
Who's going to win?
Yeah, and here's this week's prizes. First place gets a free night at any Red Roof Inn in the country.
Ooh.
You know what? That includes California, where it's really expensive.
Look at that.
Dinner for four at Chewy's for second. I've already said I want that. And third is a King Beer House gift card with a $50 value. So that's all you got to do, sign up. And we're also doing the Eliminator Challenge on ESPN. You still have time to sign up for that. It's on my Twitter feed, so you'll have to get on there to find it. But the good news is you can still get in that. It's free. The winner of that, I'll get a prize for.
All right.
We'll get them we'll let them choose between one of our free audio books, or maybe my novel will be out by then. Maybe I'll give them a signed novel or something. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. I guess we should just go to break then, since out here at Poker Royals, 9371 Richmond Avenue, getting their tournament underway now. You could still get in here, I bet, if you get out here for $9.75. Giveaways every 30 minutes. They're giving away three more spots in the big tourney Saturday. Up to $20K in that one. I will be here playing for the money.
Get it.
And, standard deal. You'll get your cut.
Okay.
All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Listening to ESPN 97.5, ESPN 97.5, and Sports Map 94.1. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Poker Royals on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on Sports Map 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz out here at Poker Royals, 9371 Richmond Avenue, and tournament about to get underway out here. In fact, it's already underway. And registration's still open for a while, so if you want to get out here, come play for under $10 for your chance to. They're going to be coming up here at 6:30. If you're out here and signed up, they're doing another raffle for your chance to win a spot for Saturday's tournament, 4 o'clock, $20,000. And all you have to do is come up, sign up for membership. You get three raffle tickets. You bring a friend, you get three more tickets. And 6:30, 7, 7:30, they're going to draw for a free entry into this big tournament where you can come and play. And if you knock me out, you get the bounty. I hope if I get knocked out that it's somebody who's cool. I hate being
you
the bounty.
Hope that.
Yeah, I hate being the bounty, and then you lose to some dickweed.
The guy that knocked me out the other day he's a good dude.
Yeah,
he's like, I didn't want to do it, but I had to because I had aces.
Yeah,
and I was like, well, I don't blame you.
Yeah, if I'm in that situation, I'll fold him. I don't know. The more I think about it, I might have got myself in trouble by flat calling and not, you know, trying to keep the pot small.
Yeah,
and if he had just shoved, I would have folded. But if he's just betting, and you know, I don't know. Fortnite says, I'm on the website now looking for the Picks League. I can't find it. Is it mobile friendly?
I just tweeted it out.
AJ just tweeted it out, and I just tweeted it out.
Well, there you go.
So that way, you guys are covered. And that one's – there. Are, everything we're doing is free. You win that one. You get we mentioned the prizes you get for that. And if you win the season-ending Survivor – I don't even know how many people are in that ESPN Survivor thing now. Is there a way to check that, John? Kind of curious how many people have signed up.
I guess I can go through and count them.
Well, you don't have to count them. There should be a number that says so, right?
I don't know. It gives you like a plus, a 50 plus, whatever it is.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't want you to go through and count them. That's too much work. But if you win that, we'll come up with a little prize package for that one since, you know, we'll find – I like to take care of the Blitzers. Even though I have to say reading your texts and tweets today, I don't feel like I should be taking care of you. I feel like you should have someone at home, like a nurse or a mental health care professional, taking care of you. That's how I feel today. It's 2 days in a row. But Estelle will take care of the people because that's what we do. Man, any of the games coming up like the tomorrow that you have any interest in?
No.
Yeah, it's pretty bleak until Saturday.
Yeah, I'm trying to be a little, especially early on. You know, I'm trying to stay a little more disciplined. I'll probably have less plays this week than I did last week. I ended up with, I think, counting the early week games, I think I had like 10 college plays or something like that. I don't want to have that many plays.
Yeah, I need to keep it to about a max of 4 or 5. If I get over that, I'm usually losing.
Are you talking about total football bets or just college?
I'm talking about total football bets, yeah.
Ooh, usually that's like tough for me.
3 college, 2 pro. You see, and you know, I'm throwing the CFL in the mix, and I can't find a play this weekend. And this is a weekend that I love because it's the reverse rivalry weekend. And Vegas has caught on. So, because now all those lines are exactly where they should be. So, I'm passing on that. I think I've got 3 college plays and 1 NFL play. And my NFL, I love the Lions Monday night. That I feel so good about that game under 7. I just think Sam Darnold going.
Was that the one? Is that what you sent me?
I should have sent you that and Florida International. Although I've been vacillating between that and Hawaii and thinking of changing it. But
one of the play, the most popular NFL play for our game this week. And by the way, not everybody's turned their stuff in yet, and it doesn't have to be turned in yet, and that's fine. I mean, as long as you get it in before the kickoff
of
your game.
By the way, those of you who I went to bat for to get in this. Who haven't turned in your picks yet?
Are you talking to Jerry, Bo, and Josh?
I am. Get off your ass, guys.
Okay. Get them in.
Yeah.
The most popular NFL play so far has been Denver minus points.
Interesting.
Against Seattle.
You know, I
which is a game I like, too.
Well, I like that, but I'll tell you what. I'm also not going to start writing off the Seahawks. What do we always talk about the two most important things? Coach and quarterback. Guess what the Seahawks have?
Coach and quarterback.
Yeah.
They don't have much else. But
no,
they do
but
have
you
that.
Know what? They will be good enough defensively. They won't be the legion of they won't be that, but they're going to be good enough defensively, and I think Russell Wilson is going to carry them to a lot of wins this year. I can't write that team off.
I will say I'm more optimistic on them now that Earl Thomas is back, and granted he's not happy, but he's back.
Yeah.
Without Earl Thomas, that thing was going to be a total mess.
Yeah, but he covers up a lot of mistakes.
He really does.
For guys.
And he covers up for a lot of the talent that's gone away in the last few years.
Yeah, but you know what? I also, I like Shaq Griffin. I think they've picked up some guys who are going to be pretty good for him. So I'm not as down on him. But I like the Broncos. I probably won't play that game, but that doesn't surprise me. 3 of the 4 Roses guy says he'll donate a bottle of whiskey to the Blitz prize pack.
There you go.
Yeah, we'll put together a nice prize package for the winner. Because if you get through that many people – I'm guessing it's a lot more than 100 since we filled that up in 2 minutes. You get through that many people, you deserve something nice, so we'll put that together for you. See? Because I love the people, even when they're being very difficult.
Love it.
Yeah, I won't say it's a love-hate thing. It's just a love-tolerate thing. How's that? Does that work? All right. Once again, we're out here at Poker Royals, 9371 Richmond Avenue. Really, really nice place. And come on out. Get signed up. You can play the tournament tonight. But you want to get here for the big opening weekend tournament on Saturday. And they're giving away a spot here at 6:30, giving away another spot at 7, another spot at 7:30.
What time is kickoff tonight?
I think it's 7:30, right? I just always assume it's 7:30 on Thursdays.
I like to assume that. I'm not sure, though.
I may not be right.
I have a buddy who's at the game in Philly.
Yeah?
He posted a picture. He's already in the stadium. There's a lot of people already in the stadium. Oh, I'm getting excited.
Holly's been – she's there too. So she's been sending me some stuff from there, from their tailgating. 7:20 p.m. Central is kickoff.
Okay.
So that should work out just about perfectly.
I'm hoping. I'm hauling ass home.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little farther from here than it is the station, but it's not much.
But it's actually easier for me because I don't have to deal with 610.
Yeah.
You know, normally I have to go 610 to 290 to the Beltway.
I basically just jump on.
I get on the Beltway, I'm gone.
Yeah. So.
Don't die.
Yeah, that came out of
nowhere. Imagine you die on opening day of the NFL.
No, that would suck.
What a cruel, cruel way to end.
You know what would suck more? Is, well, I don't want
to. I mean, it's less cruel than that Beavers ending. But
unless somebody decides that I'm dead there, and
I wouldn't let that happen to you. I would protect your corpse.
What if I were in a morgue and nobody knows?
Oh yeah. Once you're there, I can't help you.
I know.
While you're alive, I can protect you.
Well, but while they're putting formaldehyde in me, maybe a guy says, you know.
You won't even feel that.
Well, I don't know what I'll feel when I'm dead, but
you won't feel.
Maybe
it.
He's just looking at me, going, you know.
I mean,
not bad.
Listen,
kind of a semi-handsome man.
If someone feels that way, you should be. You should feel honored.
Travis says the Eliminator Challenge is at 400 plus.
Oh, boy.
All right, cool. Well, you guys keep going for it. The more the merrier. It's free.
Somebody's got to win.
Yeah, and whoever does, we're going to get you a nice prize pack. And I did that because the other one filled up so fast, and I want as many blitzers as possible to have a chance.
I'm tempted to also play the over tonight. I think I'm just going to stick with my side and let it ride.
You know, if you like the Falcons, I almost think I'd go under.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I don't know that Nick Foles is going to score a lot of points.
I mean, it wouldn't shock me if he didn't. That's why I think I'm just going to stick with what I got and hope that Nick Foles doesn't score a lot of points. That's my plan.
You know what? You got a good bet. I just roll with that.
All right, guys. Man Center is now known as the Y Factor, presented by Man Center. Same practice as always. Nothing's changed but the name, and they're still helping you with low testosterone. And I'm not talking about testosterone injections. The other places, that's what they focus on. Man Center wants your body to produce its own testosterone naturally, because synthetic testosterone can damage fertility, cause dependency and long-term health issues, and shrinkage. Nobody wants shrinkage. There are three locations, Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell. They're in the Memorial area off 249 in Tomball, and now open in Webster. And they are still the home of the free general male wellness checkup, which means they will check all your levels for free. Just tell them you heard about them here on our show, and they'll take good care of you. In fact, September's Prostate Awareness Month, so it's a good time to go in, get checked out, and make sure that your prostate levels are normal. It's the Y Factor, presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is a Zadok Jewelers ESPN 97.5 Sports Update.
Zadok Jewelers, Houston's premier luxury jeweler for more than 40 years.
Here's Matt Pauly.
Tune into the bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein at 7 on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. Houston Astros baseball, a 9-1 win against the Twins yesterday. Off today, back at it tomorrow when they begin a series against Boston. That very easily could be an ALCS preview. Gerrit Cole will start tomorrow. Charlie Morton, who's been out with a shoulder issue, he is likely to start on Saturday for the Astros. Lance McCullers, who has a forearm issue, he did throw a bullpen session yesterday. Still no timeline on when we might see him back, but Marwin Gonzalez and Hector Rondon are both expected to be available for the Boston series. Houston Texans football, they are continuing to practice as they get set for their season opener on Sunday at New England.
I'm Matt Pauly with this sports update on ESPN 97.5.
It's time for some straight talk. Look, you wouldn't spend more to get the exact same thing, would you? No. So when I tell you that Straight Talk Wireless runs on the same cell towers as the big guys but charges up to 30% less, you see where I'm going with this, right? Get America's best 4G LTE networks for less. The new Ultimate Unlimited plan is just $55 a month. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Video typically streams at DVD quality. A month equals 30 days. At 60 gigabytes, we may review accounts for violations of terms and conditions found at straighttalk.com.
At Smoothie King, we're always improving what we put into our smoothies so you can feel good about what you put into your body. We call it cleaner blending, and that's why we're adding more whole fruits and vegetables to blend cleaner, more delicious smoothies while eliminating the things you don't want. And by the end of 2018, we'll be blending over 50 purpose blends with no sugar added, because our goal is to help you achieve yours. Track our progress at smoothieking.com/cleanerblending. Smoothie King, smoothies with a purpose.
SAS, the most successful sports gambling system ever created. 25 straight years of winning. Featured on CNBC, Fox News, ESPN, SAS has not only shown profit every year since its inception, it is completely transparent. Rating winners in unit values of 1 to 3 units, 3 units being a max bet. A $1,000 per unit player has shown profits of $273,000 in 2015, $361,000 in 2016, $28,000 this month alone. Confident in this system and so certain of its results, they want you to try it absolutely free, no obligations. Call now and get the winner of Atlanta, Philadelphia tonight. Absolutely free on a recorded message. 800-741-1122. Guaranteed profits of 7 units tonight. Absolutely free on a recorded message. 800-741-1122. That's 1-800-741-1122. Atlanta, Philadelphia. Free.
Saltgrass Steakhouse, the best place for steaks, hands down. Not every restaurant serves its customers the best. Saltgrass does, with the unrivaled flavor of certified Angus beef. You get juiciness and tenderness in every bite. All steaks are grilled over an open flame, topped with our homemade garlic butter, great steaks, and a whole lot more. Fresh seafood and the delicious cocktails. Come taste for yourself. With 75 locations and growing, experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like. Saltgrass Steakhouse, saltgrass.com.
Time to break out the lederhosen and brush up on the old polka skills. Oktoberfest is here. Get ready with a tasty multi-GABF and beer cup medal winner. St. Arnold Brewing Company's Oktoberfest. 6.6% ABV, the slightly sweet, full-bodied Oktoberfest will have you doing a chicken dance like never before. Grab a pint at the new beer garden or your favorite pub, and also six-packs available at the store. Tune in Friday nights at 9 p.m. for more good beer talk on Drink of Ages Radio. Prost, y'all.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Poker Royals on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz here at Poker Royals, 9371 Richmond Avenue. And we just had our first winner of for an entry into Saturday's tournament. I hope he's not the one who knocks me out, but congratulations. We'll be doing another one of those at 7. They'll also be doing another one at 7:30. So, we also got the promo team over there with giveaways, and you can go check them out. I just saw a story come across, and it's weird timing, but basically reporting that Carson Wentz is going to miss several more weeks.
Oh, no.
It seems very strange that this would happen on, an hour before the first game. But, that just came out, so.
See, that's weird because it was just a couple days ago when Doug Peterson said Carson Wentz is really close to being back, and it was like,
yeah,
he made it sound like he might miss a week, two tops.
Yeah, and so I don't know how reliable this is, but it is being reported now. So, and I can't find it on Twitter. I just saw it before we went to break, and of course I get 6,000 tweets after
that. Here's a crazy thing. So Carson Wentz, we know he's not playing tonight. And his odds to win the NFL MVP have actually gotten shorter.
Wow.
June 28th, his odds were 19-2. Now they're 7-1. He's the second favorite to win the MVP in the league.
Wow.
Behind Aaron Rodgers at 5-1. So Carson Wentz has a shorter number than Tom Brady.
I don't like that, especially – you miss two games, it's going to be hard to win MVP.
It's difficult, man.
You know there's going to be a lot of quarterbacks who come out and put up big numbers and their teams do well.
I think number 5 and number 6 on the MVP odds are super interesting. And if you it's not like you won't be able to get futures bets weekly on NFL MVP, but I do always think it's cool to see what the consensus is
right,
like before the games actually start.
Yeah.
Rodgers, Wentz, Brady, Breeze, and then number 5 and 6, two guys we saw for 6 games last year, Deshaun Watson and Jimmy Garoppolo, 15-1 and 18-1.
I think if what would be a good number interception wise for Deshaun Watson in your mind? Because that is the one kind of hole in his game. Is I think like let's if he did. Well, last year he did 19-11, right?
Yeah.
So let's double that.
Okay.
38-22.
Are you okay with that?
I want to be under 20 on the interceptions. Because I think if you're 38.
He did 19-8.
19-8. Okay, I'm sorry.
19-8.
It was 19-11. So, yeah, double that. I'd take that.
38-16?
Yeah.
That's over. I mean, but that if you double it, that's over 12 games.
Well, he played in seven.
Yeah, but I mean, I think you can probably if you want to average it out, right. Which I think
so
averaging
me,
him out to be
40.
Like 42-20 is even more ridiculous. But
yeah, well, that's the thing. I you're going to have some games in there where he doesn't have tons of time. I'm going to say, how about the 40-18? Would you take that?
If you gave me 40-18, absolutely I would take that because if he throws 18 interceptions. That means he probably played 16 games.
Well, yeah.
And I'm happy with that. Honestly, if Deshaun Watson plays 16 games, I don't really care if he throws a bunch of interceptions. I don't care. I mean, well, he's a young quarterback who's developing. I think that it's crazy to think that he should be Aaron Rodgers right away. So if he goes out and throws 20 interceptions, I'm not going to panic at that because he's in his second year. You can get that under control. I think if he threw 40-20 – I'd be way more excited about the 40 than bummed out about the 20.
Well, yeah, you know, still 2-1 for a second-year quarterback's pretty
yeah.
good.
Like when you got late into Jay Cutler's career and he was throwing, you know, 38-20, that wasn't exciting because, you know, you knew that wasn't good enough to win and he wasn't going to get any better. That's what Jay Cutler is. But Deshaun Watson's still young enough that, you know, if he throws 20 interceptions his first full year – it's not the end of the world. A lot of great quarterbacks threw a bunch of interceptions their first year.
Yeah, back to that report. Ian Rappaport is who said it. Wentz isn't expected to return to action for several more weeks.
Okay.
So, all right. Now we're going to go to Rafael Esparza. My bookie joins us and talk a little bit more gambling today because that's what we've been doing. Rafael, first game of the season tonight, and that line has moved quite a bit with the Falcons and Eagles now almost a pick 'em. How do you see this one going?
Yeah, this line has confused me pretty much all week. Right now we have the Eagles plus one, but over the summer when we first posted odds, we posted up Philly minus three. I know everyone thinks Nick Foles struggled through the preseason, which he did. The last time I checked, the Falcons didn't even win a preseason game, and last time I checked, this game was in Philly. And Nick Foles brought Philly a championship. So if I had to play this game, I would probably really look at the Eagles getting that plus one. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. 44.5 is what we had. Total opened up at 47. It's moved almost 3 points. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. But I lean towards the Super Bowl champs here. I'm not 100% sold on the Falcons going to Philly and stealing this game.
Want to ask you about the local team, the Texans and Patriots on Sunday. Texans getting 6.5. I'm a little more interested in the over-under at 51, but your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, I like Houston this one. I'm a little bit shocked that it's still 6.5. I would probably think the public will bet this down to 6. I think by kickoff we'll see New England minus 6. But we all know New England struggles always in the first half of the season. Just look what last year. We all thought Tom Brady was done, New England was done, and then they pulled off all those victories towards the end of the season. Give me the Texans. I think New England wins this game, but I don't think they cover this number. Would not be shocked if it's like maybe a 24-20 type game. I think two defenses. I think it's going to be a defensive battle. I think Houston's defense is going to really bother New England, especially all the holes that New England has on offense.
Rafael Esparza, our guest, and I'm looking at some other lines on my bookie here. I want to go over to colleges real quick. Pretty big game here in Houston on Saturday. Arizona at Houston. Arizona plus 3.5. Wanted to get your thoughts on that.
I lean towards Houston, but if you're Arizona, you got to come in here pretty PO because not only did you lose last week, but you let the Fighting Mormons of BYU beat you on your home at your home field and pretty much dominated that whole second half. I'm leaning towards Houston on this one. I can't believe the totals moved. That one opened up at 65. It's now 71.5. I got to look at the under on this one. The 71.5 is a big number, but I'm looking at Houston minus 3. I think this one goes down to 3 because I think the public will continue moving this number. If I can get Houston minus 3, then I'm definitely going to pull the trigger.
All right, one more to ask you about Texas A&M plus 12.5 at home against Clemson. And pretty big game. How do you see that one going?
I kind of like Clemson just because of that defense, and that defense only. Would not be shocked if that defense scores a touchdown in this game. The number has moved, so you're getting better value on Clemson. I think the number is going to continue to move because the money is coming in at Texas A&M. About almost 50% of the money as of today it has been coming in on the home Aggies. I like Clemson because the defense, only. I think in the second half, I think it's going to be a hard time for the Aggies to score touchdowns. So give me Clemson.
All right, that's Rafael Esparza, sports gambling analyst, MyBookie. Appreciate the time, Rafael, and good luck on your action this weekend.
Take it easy. Have a great weekend, guys.
All right, you too. And speaking of MyBookie, that's where you want to go to make your bets. If you want to make any of the plays we just talked about, MyBookie has you covered. And whether it's colleges, whether it's NFL game tonight, whether it's, for me, I like to get in there on the ponies and CFL. All that stuff is there. During NFL season, you want to bet over under on fantasy points, you can do that. They've got a survivor pool with a $10,000 survivor pool in there. All of that is at MyBookie. And the cool thing is they're safe, they're reliable, and they've been in business for years, and that's why I recommend them. Because if you win, they pay. They've got in-game live betting too, so if you get home late and don't get in at the start of the game, you can jump in later. And just so many things to jump in there and get your money in on. And all you have to do is go to your computer or mobile phone, Google MyBookie, and get your account started. Right now, they'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's right, a dollar for dollar match on your deposit. Just use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Poker Royals on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on Sports Map 94.1.
Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. One final segment here. I didn't realize we were already at the end.
How far we've gotten, Fred?
Poker Royals, 9371 Richmond Avenue. They got a tournament going on now. You can get in for $10 and two more at 7 o'clock. They're going to give away another spot in Saturday's big tournament. And they're going to give away one at 7:30 as well. And I will be here. It starts at 4:00. They're having a party from 2 to 4. I don't know what time I'll get here, but it'll be during the party time for sure. And we'll be playing on Saturday, up to $20,000. All you got to do is get out here, sign up for membership tonight. You get 3 raffle tickets. And if you sign up for the tournament tonight, you get 5,000 additional chips.
Awesome. Yeah, it's a really nice spot. If you haven't been out here, well, most people probably haven't been out here.
Yeah, well, this is opening weekend. So.
Yeah, I think people are going to really dig this place. It's a really nice setup. They've done good with it.
And like I said, the guy running it knows what he's doing. So
I have the list. We were talking last segment about would you be happy with 40 touchdowns and 20 interceptions for Watson?
Yeah.
I looked up since 2010. Can you guess the quarterbacks who have thrown for 40 touchdowns in a season?
Breeze, Brady, Rodgers. Didn't Bortles do it once? He had 38, I think.
One of the guys you said hasn't done it.
Probably Rodgers, huh?
Brady hasn't done it.
He threw 50 touchdowns one year.
Not since 2010.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear your caveat.
So since 2010, 2011, Breeze, Rodgers, and Stafford did it. Stafford's kind of the outlier of this game. You'll come to find out.
Why is 2010 the number?
That's, I mean, I just going back to the like this Bregman's, I just meant this decade.
It's Bregman's 10 steals.
I was just going with this decade, and I didn't want to dig back much further than that.
Exactly.
2012, Breeze did it again. 2013, Manning, that's when he threw 55,
He was still good that year.
10 interceptions and 55 touchdowns.
Yeah, I'll take that right now.
Maybe the best quarterback season ever.
It's up there.
2014, Andrew Luck did it. He threw 40 and had 16 interceptions.
Okay, that to me, that would be a
– Yeah, you take that. That for sure. And 2016, Aaron Rodgers did it. Last year's high, 34 for Russell Wilson. So if Deshaun Watson throws 40 touchdowns, I don't care how many interceptions he throws. I'll be thrilled.
I guess Bortles had 38 one year. Am I right?
I don't remember him having a year like that.
Big year. We had a bunch of touchdowns and a bunch of interceptions. While you're looking it up, let's do stupid stuff.
No, it's only Thursday.
Oh, shoot. We were supposed to do Hoffman on Hollywood.
I've got the Hoffman on Hollywood ready.
Let's do Hoffman on Hollywood. No, let's do it. I got confused.
He had 35 and 18 back in 2015, Blake Bortles did. All right, okay. Let's start with an Instagram model has been jailed for 18 months after she attacked a traffic cop and offered officers sex if they turned a blind eye to her offense. Kira Meyer, who's 24, I don't know if it has her her Instagram handle on here, which is disappointing. I'd like to give her a follow.
Yeah.
But she was pulled over. She's Russian. I don't know if I mentioned that. And she offered the policeman a threesome to let her off. Now, this was for her driving offense and the road rage incident that followed. So she freaked out, and then she was like, okay, let's settle this with sex. She pleaded guilty to the attack after a road rage incident when traffic cops stopped her Mercedes in Moscow, which, by the way, Instagram modeling pays very well in Moscow, apparently. The 24-year-old grabbed the officer's report, then scratched and kicked them as she flew into a rage. Her plea accepting the charge of assaulting a police officer meant intimate details of the case were not aired in court, but it was determined that she did offer favors to the arresting officers. Peter Dinklage, Game of Thrones star, Tyrion.
Yeah.
He's confirmed that, indeed, Tyrion is in love with Daenerys.
Oh, who isn't?
I mean, well,
come on, little guy.
Yeah.
We've all got her posted.
In the season 7 finale, which, by the way, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the season 7 finale yet, there was a shot of Tyrion lingering and listening outside Daenerys' cabin door while she and Jon Snow were getting it on. Tyrion had a rather dark and troubled expression, and they asked Peter Dinklage what his character was thinking. He said, "Keep it down over there. I'm trying to get some sleep." But then he got serious and delivered a rather thoughtful and detailed answer. He says, "It's complicated. A lot of the time with Tyrion, it's professional and personal. Obviously, he has feelings for Daenerys. He loves her, or thinks he does. She's awe-inspiring. He's questioning that because he doesn't have a good track record for falling in love. There's jealousy wrapped up in there, and he loves Jon Snow, too. They're the two people he has the most in common with, in a way. They're both outsiders in their own families who have refused to follow the path their family has taken, and hopefully for the better. He's wondering how smart of a move Jon and Dany getting romantically involved is, because passion and politics don't mix well. He knows the two of them getting together could be very dangerous." I always like to hear what the actors, what the characters are really thinking.
Yeah,
I think
definitely.
That's kind of a cool deal. And can we play Dust in the Wind, John? If you recall, a couple of weeks ago, and I was going to have some Burt Reynolds stuff, but we got to him earlier in the show, so still shout out Burt Reynolds up in heaven, in Playboy heaven. The other day we talked about Alex Jones getting kicked off basically every social media platform except Twitter.
Yep.
Twitter permanently banned Alex Jones today and his InfoWars show for abusive behavior a day after CEO Jack Dorsey testified before Congress about alleged conservative bias on the platform. The company said Jones won't be able to create new accounts on Twitter or take over any existing ones. In a tweet, it said it would continue to monitor reports about other accounts potentially associated with Jones or InfoWars and will take action if it finds any attempt to circumvent the ban.
Well,
as crazy as Alex Jones is, I don't think banning people having crazy thoughts is the right move.
If they did that, a lot of people that we follow on Twitter that tweet this show would have to be gone.
There's confirmed white supremacists on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I know Alex Jones is like a Sandy Hook truther, which is vile and disgusting to me. But there are confirmed white supremacists, and they're like, oh, that's cool.
All right, we're out. Come check out Poker Royals, 9371 Richmond Avenue. Till tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.
Never go back to the AM dial.
Your home for sports is only on FM.
With ESPN 97.5.
And Sports Map 94.1. 94.